From the book Discovery of Truth and Immortality by Swami Ram Sukhdas. Chapter 6. An Easy Way to Attain Salvation. God has bestowed this human life upon us by showering His grace. We have to make it successful. If we waste it in eating, drinking, and merrymaking, etc., it means that our human life is not successful. Human life is successful only if it is utilized in the worship to God. Without adoration, a man is like a dead body. Life does not mean mere breathing. An ironsmith's bellows also force air, but it does not mean that they live a life. Our life is fruitful only when we perform activities which are worthy to be done by a man. Either call a man, or call him the candidate qualified for God realization. Both are one and the same. God can be realized only in human life, and He can be attained very easily. All of us are obviously the fragments of God. All of us have emanated from God and are His loving fragments. There is not even a single person who is not loving to God. God has given us birth here. No one can say that He has taken birth of His own accord. God also sustains us and nourishes us. He also protects us. No one has the courage to declare that he will live a life for so many years here. It means that we have come here by God's will. We are living alive by God's will, and we will depart from this human body by God's will. Therefore, we are only God's. Someone asked a saint, "Where will you go?" He replied, "A football does not know where it will go. It will go in the direction in which the player kicks it. Similarly, I will go where God sends me. I will do as God wills." By thinking so, we should be free from worry. We should have no will of our own, neither to live alive nor to die. Whether God sends us to hells or to heaven or to His own abode or to this mortal world, we should be pleased with His will. Depending on Him, we should be free from all worries. Without having any will of our own, we should be a yes man to His will. By doing so, our life will be successful. We need not indulge in tall talk. We are sitting here as God wills it. We go from here as God wills so. We have no grief, no remorse at all. If we die just now, what is the harm in it? We have to acquire nothing at all from the world. It is blissful if we live alive, and equally blissful it is if we die. If people want us to eat food, we should eat it. If they want to listen to spiritual discourses, we should deliver them. If they want to meet us, we should meet them. We have to do nothing of our own accord. While using eatables, we should keep in mind that they should be sanctioned by the scriptures and should be wholesome. If anyone provides no food to us, or less food to us, or more food to us, it is his wish. We are not worried. If anybody asks us to remain silent because they don't want to listen to our discourse, we should keep silent. If anybody doesn't want to meet us, we need not meet. There was a holy man. A gentleman invited him to come to his house the next day and take alms there. The holy man agreed. The next day he went to the gentleman's house. At the gate of the house a person was standing. He said to the holy man, "Why have you come here? Get out, or you will be thrashed." The saintly man went away. The next day the gentleman again went to the saint and said, "Sire, you did not come to my house." The saint said, "I did come. But a man standing at the gate ordered me to get out, so I came back." The gentleman requested the saint to come to his house the next day certainly. Next day the saint went there. Having seen the saint again, the man standing at the gate became angry and said to the saint, "Are you not ashamed of yourself for coming here again, when I had turned you out the day before yesterday? Get out again." The holy man went back. The gentleman again went to the saint and said, "Sire, why didn't you come to my house?" The holy man said, "Dear brother, I did come, but when a man in your house asked me to get out, I came back." The gentleman again said, "Sire, I was not present there. I am sorry for my mistake. Kindly visit my house tomorrow certainly." The saint went to his house. The gentleman received the saint with open arms and said, "Sire, you have showered your grace by coming over here. Kindly take meal." When the saint had taken meal, the gentleman said, "Sire, you are a great saint. You were so much humiliated, yet you have come." The saint said, "What magnanimity is there in it? If you fondle a dog, it comes to you. But if you reprimand it, it runs away. This is the habit of a dog. Should a man also behave in this way? We should also have such an attitude as the saint had. We should deliver the divine discourse if people want to listen to it. But if they ask us to remain silent, we should keep silent. If they want to listen to the Ramayana or the Gita, recite it to them. If they ask us to recite the Bible and the Quran, we should clearly admit that we don't know how to recite them, so we are unable to recite them. If someone wants to meet us, we should meet him lovingly. If no one wants to meet us, it is good. We should remain sitting blissfully. What is the difficulty in it? In it we have not to undergo any penance, we have not to go anywhere, we have not to learn anything, we have not to study the scriptures, we have not to make anyone a spiritual guide, we have not to be initiated. We have to do whatever is pleasing to others. Of our own accord, we have neither to eat anything, nor we have to deliver a discourse, nor we have to meet anyone. We have to act as others will, without having any will of our own. How easy it is! Is there any expenditure on it? A saint has written, "The world was not pleased with me. I thought why the world was not pleased. I found out the reason that I was of no use to the world. If I had been of any use to the world would have been pleased with me. Only he who has no desire is useful for the world. He who has a desire can't be useful for all. Having thought so, I renounce the desire. As soon as I renounce the desire, a thought came to my mind that if I was not useful to the world was also not useful to me. Thus, both of us became equal. Neither the world was at fault nor I was at fault. Now I will lead a life as God wills. I have not to insist on eating food or on delivering a discourse or on meeting anyone. If anybody asks me to eat, I should eat. If anybody asks me to deliver a discourse, I should deliver it. If anybody asks me to meet him, I should meet him. If no one is interested in providing food to me, well and good. If no one wants to listen to me, well and good. If no one wants to meet me, well and good. This decision will lead to God realization. No other work is as easy as God realization. If there is anything which can live without me, I can also live without it very happily." A saint said that when he lost his eyesight, he was very sad. Then he thought that if the eyesight could live without him, he could also live without the eyesight. When the eyes did not need him, he also did not need them. So the idea of seeing with his eyes never comes to his mind. Similarly, if you can live without me, I can also live without you very well. What a lofty idea, and how simple and easy. I should have no desire at all, neither to eat nor to narrate nor to me. What can be easier than this? It needs neither the chanting of the Lord's holy names, nor meditation, nor study of the scriptures. With the world we should have so much relationship that if anyone offers food and drink to us, we should accept it. If anybody wants to meet us, we should meet him. In this way, we can live in the world blissfully. In the Gita, it is mentioned, content with what comes to a karma yogi without the desire for fruit, free from antithetic influences and envy, even minded in success and failure, even though performing action is not bound by it. Gita chapter 4 verse 22. The same idea has been expressed in saints' utterances as well. The path of devotion needs no efforts, neither yoga, nor sacrifice, nor chant, nor penance, nor fast. If we fall ill, okay. If we recover from illness, okay. If anyone dishonors us, okay. If anyone honors us, okay. If someone honors or dishonors, provides food or not, listens or not, meets or not, what connection have we with these situations? We need nothing. We want nothing. We have nothing to do whether we live or die. We have nothing to do whether someone comes to us or not, goes away from us or not, meets us or not. We have nothing to do with the performance of an action or its non-performance. For that enlightened soul in this world, there is no gain whatsoever. In the performance of an action or in its non-performance, nor does he have any self-interest in other beings. Gita chapter 3 verse 18. Every work has to be done only for God. Nothing is to be done at all for one's own self, neither going nor coming nor staying and so on. Then all complications and anxieties come to an end, and there is constant gaiety and bliss. We have no need at all, neither for food, nor for lecture, nor for meeting. If anybody offers food, we will eat it. If anyone wants to listen to the discourse, we will deliver it. If anyone wants to meet, we will meet him. By doing so, the human life will be successful. There is no need of performing any scriptural ceremony. There is nothing to do with going anywhere or coming from anywhere or giving anything or taking anything, meeting anyone or not meeting anyone. We have no desire of our own. Will it not lead us to salvation? God, by showering His grace, has bestowed upon us this human body. It is our duty to fulfill the aim of this human life. The human life will be successful if we accept the three factors: nothing is mine, I need nothing, and I have to do nothing for myself. Anyone may do right or wrong as he wishes. We have to say nothing to anyone. If we see anyone doing anything wrong, and it comes to our mind to forbid him from doing so, we may politely ask him not to do so. If he follows our advice, well and good. If he does not follow our advice, it is very good. We are free from gay. Is there any difficulty in it? By doing so, our life is full of gaiety and bliss. If anyone asks us whether we have to go anywhere, we should answer, no, we have neither to go anywhere nor to come from anywhere. If someone asks us to sit or to go or to sleep, we should do it. If he forbids us to do so, we need not do it. How easy it is. We should be pleased with what God wills. This sort of behavior is pleasing and blissful to all. If anyone offers food, well and good. If no one offers it, well and good. If anyone wants to listen to the spiritual discourse, well and good. If no one wants to listen to it, well and good. If anyone wants to meet us, well and good. If no one wants to meet us, well and good. Worship God, chant His holy name silently and also loudly with gaiety and bliss. By doing so, our human life will be successful.